All right, it's 8:43 on the ticket Wednesday morning with the Musers. Finally, I get to unveil my WNBA mock draft. I think we all know with the Dallas Wings picking first, they're going to take Paige Buchers, the point guard out of UConn. What's really interesting to me is what the Storm and Mystics might do in the 2 and 3 spots, because
Hi, George.
It's Marge, George's old swim coach. Marge, we're on the air.
For those of you viewers who aren't familiar with me, I'm George's old swim coach from high school and college. That was leading a really kick-ass life until the night my star swimmer, one George Adolph Dunham, quit the team just to go chase some high school hussy. Or is it pronounced hussy?
I don't know.
Anyway, Aquatic Adolph over here not only quit the team, but he broke up with me romantically. Yes, please.
Such fabricated stories.
And please remember, this was during a time of human moral evolution in which college coaches and students could fraternize without repercussions, especially students as well endowed as Georgie over here.
We don't need to hear about this.
I didn't swim in high school, and I never swam in college.
You would swear he had a sea otter living in his swim trunks. It was so large and active.
Okay.
It kept its swim trunks rippling with activity and intrigue. It was wonderful, George. How are things going? How's your life going, George?
Fine, I guess, yeah.
You're still pulling down that sweet terrestrial radio money that keeps you living indoors and not having to make bowel movements into coffee cans on the banks of the Trinity like yours truly.
Yours truly. Terrible.
We've led such different lives since you tanked our Olympic dreams, George.
We were
on the cusp of going to the Olympics.
No, we weren't.
Yes, and then you tanked our dreams, all for some depressed goth college chick who let you convince her to do backside stuff.
Okay.
Was it all worth it?
I hate to hear more. Just making up all these ridiculous
stories. Was it really
stories?
All that great? All that prep work and every 10 seconds checking in with us? Still okay? Still okay?
Goodness.
Man, since spring break, it has just gotten ridiculous around
George here. Was so funny when he told me he was quitting the swim sports team.
What?
The swim sports team.
Have I ever told you that story?
No.
Oh, God, it's great.
He showed
up at my house at 2 a.m. He was drunk and blood smeared. And before I had time to ask any questions, he blurted out that he had to quit the team. As well as leave the country for a few months until, quote, everything had calmed down a little bit.
What was going on?
I don't know what was going on. And when I asked him why, and I'll never forget this, when I asked him why, he beat me to within an inch of my life with a local refrigerator.
With a local refrigerator.
Classic George.
Well, geez, I'm glad it was a local one. Yeah.
Anywho, I heard you fellas telling funny spring break stories.
Yeah.
So I wanted to come in and share a few of my own.
Okay.
I just got back from spring break myself.
Oh, where'd you go?
Yeah, I took a couple vacations. The first one, I vacationed about 20 feet down from my normal campsite on the Trinity.
Okay, not much of a vacay.
I wanted to see if the fishing was any better there, and it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I cooked and ate a different style of boot than I normally catch.
Oh, man.
And then
awful.
I went to Cancun.
Cancun?
Wow, Mexico.
Yeah, somehow I got caught up in one of Greg Abbott's deportation buses.
Oh.
Yeah, total accident, but beautiful place. Beautiful place. Yeah. Although I got Montezuma's revenge. So bad that I think I left a brown trail from Cancun all the way to Hearst.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I came in to ask a favor. Okay. It's not all just fun and games here.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
George, can you do me a favor and let me stay in your tool shed? You have that beautiful 2-bedroom, 1-bath tool shed in the back of your house.
No, I don't.
And my doctor says at my age I should really be living indoors.
Yes, you should. We agree with that.
Since you're the one that took my success from me, I figured it's the least you could do, George, let me live in your beautiful 2-1 tool shed.
I want to get you indoors, but I don't have
Please, George,
a home
you owe it to
right
me.
On.
I was your favorite swim coach. I taught you everything I knew about swimming in the water.
That's what a swim coach does.
Look, you were never my coach. I feel bad that you've hit on these circumstances, but I don't know what to tell you.
Well, if I'm going to live in the tool shed, I better get started right now. It's quite a while when the when the chair only has this much charge. I can't find an outlet.
Oh, there she goes.
I can't find an outlet.
All right, there goes Marge, not my swim coach.